வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 15th of February 1975 in Mexico.
This gentleman is the director of the great Afyuga Universal Fraternity here in Mexico. They are probably the biggest yoga society in South America. They're following the one, and this the guru, which is a European, called Dr. Laferriere. And he's very interested to tell you darshan.
Yes, was sitting Krishna, Yogeshwar, master of all mystic yoga. Jatna yogi sarahari.
This is Mr. Corona Cortes. He's the administrator of the Institute of Science and of Education. He studies the philosopher.
And Corona?
Cortes. Argel Corona Cortes.
He's from India? Corona?
Mexico. Mexican.
Corona is also in Indian name. Corona.
The lady is a psychologist.
Oh. Krishna is the topmost yogi, yogeshwar.
He said that he has studied all of Western philosophy. He's not that familiar with Eastern philosophy. And his present interest is in the philosophy of anthropology. He's interested in studying man, his body, also the spirit, how man can transcend his body, and that he has come here because he wants to learn something about the philosophy of the East.
And this girl's psychologist.
He works in an institute of psychology, and she is particularly studying human conduct, why people act the way they do, and she's also interested in learning something about our philosophy.
If you have studied about the subtle body of living entity, first of all, this gross body made of five material elements, earth, water, air, fire, like that. This we can see with our eyes, but we cannot see the mind, intelligence and ego. Although everyone knows there is mind, there is intelligence. So, when this body is annihilated, the subtle body, mind, intelligence, ego, carries the soul to another world. This is the process of transmigration of the soul. Now, what do you think of this process?
He says, in the field of psychology also, they admit the existence of forces beyond the gross elements. And although ordinarily they do not deal with that, she is very interested to know about it.
Okay. This is the law. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, the soul is not annihilated after the destruction of the body. So, the soul transmigrates to another body. That is the evolutionary process anthropology, basic principle of anthropology. So, in Darwin's theory, there is no admission of the soul, therefore it is imperfect. The soul transmigrates from one type of body to another type. And there are 8,400,000 forms of body. So when you get this human form of body, we get all intelligence. And we should utilize this intelligence how to stop this transmigration of the soul from one body to another. What is their opinion?
If there's a certain criteria of proof or a certain evidence that we can know for certain that there actually is such transmigration.
Yeah, just like the baby, his soul is transmigrated from baby's body to child's body to boy's body to youthful body. So the body vanishes, and because the soul remains, he gets another body. Now, I am old man. I remember I had a child's body. I was lying down. I quite remember it. But that body is not existing. So this is the example. Everyone has experience. This is transmigration. So, from one body to another. And at the time of death, the psychological condition of the mind will carry me to a suitable body, and I shall enter into the womb of my mother through the semen of the father, and the mother will give a particular type of body, and when it is completely manufactured, then I come out and begin my life. Therefore we find varieties of forms. But in each and every form there is the soul. Now, in the human form of life, we should utilize our intelligence that this constant change of body, how it can be stopped. And we should remain in our eternal form. I am eternal, but psychologically I am simply changing different forms of body. And at the time of change of body, I have to undergo so many sufferings. To remain within the womb of the mother for 10 months in packed up condition, it is very terrible punishment. But for each new birth, we have to undertake this terrible suffering. Sometimes, nowadays, they are being killed. So, to avoid all these dangers, one should try to remain in his spiritual body so that there will be no more chance of accepting it. Janma karma me vibham vijana ki kattava sattva deham punar janma nahi ki mami iti
kattava. She wants to know what disciplines we have, what practices we have. She, and also she had a misunderstanding. She said for the beginners. So I was explaining that it's the same for the beginners. And
the main principle is to understand spiritual subject matter, one must be sinless. Jesam tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam si dandamahanimutta bhajanti vaham virapratya. More we can understand spiritual matter. Therefore, among our students, the four principles are prayed.
He says, if to be sinless is not something more profound than simply restricting the body from some things, that there's not a more profound aspect to sinlessness.
The body is just like if you have got high fever, you cannot act your breath.
You cannot
act your breath. Similarly, this is also like fever, sinful fever. So you cannot act your brain for understanding how spiritual man.
He's saying, what is sin then?
The sin you have explained. These are the four principles of sinful life. This can be avoided, just like this European American boy. They were also addicted to this sinful activity. But now they have given up. And they are understanding Krishna consciousness very nicely. Material life means sinful life. Therefore we have to act materially under regulation. Just like a man suffering from some disease, he has to live under the direction of the physician. Otherwise his sufferings will continue.
He's saying that he understands perfectly well that a human being should look for a way to for self-control and to control the physical force within him. There's also another dimension in a human being, which is a social dimension, which also has to be taken care of.
Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita, the social dimension is described, Chatutpannam Maya Sishtam Gunakarma Vibha. There must be four classes of man, division. Just like this body is divided into four departments, the brain, the arm, the belly and the leg. So, the society should be divided into four divisions. The brain division, the arm division, the belly division and the leg division. Leg division means ordinary worker. And all of them should cooperate for keeping the body fit. If this system is followed, then the whole human society will be working very nicely. At the present moment, there is no brain. Therefore, everything is chaotic. So our Krishna consciousness movement is creating some brain. A man may be very stout and strong, but if he has no good brain, it is useless. Similarly, at the present moment, there is education, there is money and everything, but because there is no brain, the whole thing is in chaotic. The first defect is in education that the present leader, he does not know what is the aim of life. Neither the people know that there is reincarnation or transmigration of the soul after death. So basically they are brainless. They cannot give guidance and therefore the whole society is in chaotic condition.
If our chanting is a form of prayer?
Yes. Chanting is a spiritual method for cleansing our heart. Because all dirty things are there in the heart. If the heart becomes clean, then we can understand things as they are. First misunderstanding that everyone is thinking that he is this body. This is due to ignorance. So when one is clean, he can understand that he is not this body. He is separate from the body. He lives within this body. Therefore, when the person leaves this body, it is dead lump of matter. So people are giving more importance to the lump of matter than to the real person within the body. Just like a bird is within the cage is being washed very nicely and no food to the bird. Therefore the bird is in disturbed condition and is crying, tan, tan, tan. This is giving stress on the cage, not the bird within the cage. Neither do they know that the living being is within this material.
Can someone achieve self-realization without a guru, or does he need a guru?
I have to think like that. Is there anything within this world which can be learned without guru? Even if you become an ordinary carpenter, you have to learn from an expert carpenter. So how you can imagine to learn the topmost subject matter without guru? This is basic injunction is there for tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche srutiyam brahmanishtam samitma, like that. We must have a bona fide guru to train us in the understanding of spiritual matter. Guru means who knows the thing, who can teach. That is guru, not a humble guru. But guru means one who knows, tattva darshana, one who has seen the truth, he can become guru. Tadvidhi panipathina pariprasnina sevaya upadakshanti tadjnanam jnanina tattva darshana. Even prasad.